Okay. Okay. We are up to Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. We saw the end of David's life. We discussed the four commandments that he gives to Shlomo HaMelech. In Pasuk Yud Beis, it says, Shlomo Yashav Al Kisei David Aviv, Vatikon Malchusam Me'od. Shlomo has taken over for David. Vatikon Malchusam Me'od. His Malchus was Nachon. It was ready. And to this, David explains, Vatikon Malchusam Me'od is coming to teach us that Loke Aviv, Shahayil Famim Nirdaf Beis Malchuso. In other words, his Malchus was not like David, who, number one, had to establish it in the beginning. It was not clearly established. It took a long time to establish it. And he had to fight Avshalom, he had to fight Shevim and Bichri. Rather, Shlomo Malchuso Yanachon Ma'od. After perhaps everything that David had done, and really it might become even more so in this parak when Shlomo takes care of the few issues that he has, but Shlomo will live pretty much a peaceful kingdom, certainly unlike David, but it's because of what David was able to accomplish and set up for Shlomo. So that's why Vatikon Malchuso Me'od. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayavo Adoniyahu ben Chagis el bas sheva im Shlomo, vatomer ha-shalom bo'echa, vayomer shalom. Adoniyahu comes to bas sheva, and she says hello. He says hello. Vayomer davar li elayach.
It doesn't mean ha-shalom bo'echa, like, are you coming?
Oh, okay, fine. Correct. Sorry, I apologize. Yeah. Okay. Are you coming in peace? Yeah, I'm coming in peace. Okay. Yeah, you are correct. And to this dove, in fact, says that she asks, "Are you coming to cause a fight? Or are you coming to talk to me about, in peace? Or are you coming to cause a problem?" She says, "No, I'm coming in peace. Thank you." Vayomer davar li elayach. I have a request from you. Vatomer davar. Okay, speak. Vayomer at yadat. You know that really the Malucha was mine. Everybody wanted me to be the king. But, okay, I understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to my brother. I have one bakasha. Don't turn me away. And she says, okay, let's hear what you have to say. Vayomer Imri na l'Shlomo Hamelech, ki lo yashiv espanecha. Do me a favor, speak to Shlomo. I know he won't refuse you. You're his mother. V'yiten li'as Avishag Ashunamis l'isha. I'd like to marry Avishag Ashunamis. That's my one request. V'tomer ba'sheva tov, anochi adaber el Hamelech. So she says, okay, I will speak to the king on your behalf. So, a very strange request from Adoniyahu. Why on earth is Adoniyahu making this request of Bathsheba? Why does he want Avishag Ashunamis as a wife? And why is he foolish enough to ask Bathsheba or Shlomo for Avishag Ashunamis as a wife? Certainly we will see that Shlomo views this as a threat to his kingdom. So the question we need to ask is, what was Adoniyahu thinking? The Malbim Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel and Dalet says that Adoniyahu had such a cheshek, he had such a taiva for Avishag Ashunamis, who was one of the most beautiful women in the land. And he had such a cheshek for her that he was willing to put himself in this danger because of that taiva. The answer is that he was so foolish in Inachanami. It was foolish. But his taiva allowed him to make such a foolish request. And he did that. And in fact, the Malbim there says that was really the reason that he wanted to become the Melech earlier. That he tried to start his marriage then, also because he was hoping to get Avishag Ashunamis from David at the time. Metzudas David and the Radak say, no, it wasn't. There was another type of motivation here. His motivation wasn't purely emotional, but it was strategic, in the sense that if he still wanted to take the Malchus, Adoniyahu still very much did not give up. He wanted ultimately to take the Malchus. And the way to do that would be by marrying Avishag Ashunamis, who was ki'ilu married to the king, not exactly married, but was as close to a wife as he would get. And by marrying the wife of the king, so what are you doing? You're showing that you are kingly, and that would be a stepping stone for him to ultimately try to take Malchus. And so it wasn't just foolish emotions, but it was strategic as a hope to still try to get the kingdom. Why does Sheva then agree? why is Bathsheba not realize that this is a dangerous plot of Adoniyahu? And why doesn't she come to the same maskana that Shlomo will come to? So the Malbim writes that she thought that... I believe he comments on Pasuk Yutes, where it says, Vatovo Bathsheba, it's the next Pasuk anyway, Vatovo Bathsheba el HaMelech, Shlomo l'daber lo, al Adoniyahu. So the pasuk says ladaber lo, lamevav al Adoniyahu, to speak on behalf of Shlomo al Adoniyahu. In other words, the Malbim points out that Bathsheba thought that this would be good for Shlomo. Listen, Adoniyahu is dangerous. You took care of him once, but he's still going to be lurking in the background. Let's appease him. Let's make him happy with this one request. And if you make him happy with one request by giving him avishag, so it could be that you'll save yourself from a lot of trouble. So that's what Bathsheba is thinking. That's why she goes along with the plan. Vayakam HaMelech Likrasa. Notice that the king gives his mother Kibud Avaim. If you're interested in thinking about the discussion of whether a melech is chayev in Kibud Avaim or not, I'm not going to go into a full discussion on it. I don't even have what to say, but here would be, I think, at least a place to look at, because you see that Shlomo stands up for her. Vayakam HaMelech Likrasa Veishtachu La, he bows to her. Vayeshev Al Kiso, he sits on his throne. Vayasem Kise Le'em HaMelech Vateshev Lemino, and she sits him on a chair next to him. Vatomer Sheila Achas Ketana Anochi Shoel Es Meitach Al Tashev Es Panai. Vayomer La HaMelech Sha'ali Imi Kilo Ashiv Es Panacha. So he says, okay, what's the request? Make it, I won't turn you away. Vatomer Yutan Es Avishag Ashunamis LaAdoniyahu Achi Chalisha. I think that you should give Avishag to your brother Adoniyahu. Yeah.
Just how earlier the Farashi says Daber Lo, just on the Diak of Malbin.
Yeah.
That talking about Bishvil Adoniyahu.
Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Machlokas Rashi Malbim. Rashi says Daber Lo is on behalf of Adoniyahu, the Malbim. Yeah. The Malbim says that's referring to Shlomo. Thank you. Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayana Melech Shlomo Vayomer Limo V'lama At Shoel Al Avishag Ashunamis LaAdoniyahu V'shali Lo Es Hamlucha. Well, once you're asking for Avishag Ashunamis, why don't you just give him the entire Malchus? Why don't you ask for that? In other words, Shlomo recognized this as an immediate threat. And you recall that Shlomo said to Adoniyahu, listen, you have one last chance. If you do anything, okay, so then you're finished. I'm giving you one last chance. And here, Shlomo sees this as a major threat to his Malchus. Why don't you just ask him for the entire kingdom? He's clearly trying to get the Malchus. Kihu achi hagadol mimeni. He's my older brother. What do you think he's trying to do? Velo ulaveyasar hakohen ulyoav ben Tsruya. Now, that's a fragment, right? The pasuk doesn't really read. Why don't you give him the Malchus? Kihu achi hagadol mimeni. What about Avisar HaKohen and what about Yoav ben Tsruya? What does that mean? Okay? So it's not clear. So the Radak says, and this is going to be important for a couple points coming up. The Radak says, Behavin ke Avyasar v'yoav sheikh ziku as yado ya'atsu ze. Lefichach amar lo leavyaser liyov ben Tsruya halo beitza da havu hu veavyaser kind of liyov ben Tsruya. He's quoting Targum Yonatan that Shlomo said that Avyaser and Yoav gave him this eitza. They're behind this. Okay, they were behind this eitza to try to get the malchus by asking for Avishag Ashunamis. The Ralbag explains the end of that pasuk a little bit differently. He writes, "V'lo v'yaser akoin liyov ben Tsruya." Wrote Salomar, "Shehu haya yoseray limloch kihu hagadol mimeni." That Adoniyahu really should have been the king because he was the oldest, and the kingdom usually goes to the oldest one. "V'lo v'yaser akoin ha'isagamkin ruah yoser akuna hagadola." And v'yaser akoin also really deserved the malchus because he was the first kohen gadol before Tzadok. "V'liyov ben Tsruya gamkin aray yoser shiyasar atzava." And Yoav also should have been the Sar Tzava because he was the one beforehand. And so he's quoting all the people and saying, listen, he's asking for the Malchus, but he's my older brother, so he really deserves it. Evyazar really deserves the kuna. Yoav ben Tsruya deserves this. Don't you see where this is leading? Okay? Don't you see that if I give in to this request, so all of these people are going to basically show by this request that they deserve to be in charge again, and I will lose the Malchus. So, you have a question?
Yeah. So, according to the Malbim, mm-hmm. Shlomo misreads the whole thing.
Malbim, we're going back now? Yeah. Where are we?
The Malbim who says that it's all for the girl.
It was Taiva there for what?
Nothing to do with the Malchus. He doesn't care about the Malchus. He just wants the girl.
Oh, okay. But Shlomo sees it as a threat to the Malchus. So you think Shlomo's wrong?
So Shlomo is misreading.
Well, first of all, the Malbim could be, you know, putting a couple of reasons together. I mean, I don't know that the Malbim's reason, you know, excludes the other reason. It could be that he wanted the Malchus and he also had this Taiva pushing him along to put the two together. Or Shlomo still has a right to this as a threat. I mean, it makes sense. Even if that wasn't his intent, but it certainly is something to be concerned about. Okay? And certainly, even if it's Taiva driving him, but he should recognize that asking such a thing represents a merida of a Malchus.
If you hold the level of Yasa Kwanjo and Tsuya means that all of them are people who were pushed aside and really do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could be saying, Enachanami, Lamaisi is going after Taiva. But by giving it to this Taiva, he'll then have a Taina from Lucha, mm-hmm. and everyone else also have a Taina along mm-hmm. with him, meaning.
Giving it to his Taiva will lead to the next step.
And in Hargaya, there are other people also waiting, and they won't even. They're not going for Taiva, they're waiting for that next step. You know, that's what they're waiting on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pasuk of Gimel, Vayishava HaMelech Shlomo BaHashem Lemor. Shlomo swears, Ko Yaseli Elokim V'cho Yosif Ki B'Nafsho Diber Adoniyahu Es Hadavar Hazeh. Adoniyahu has spoken these words with his life. Ve'atza Chai Hashem Asher Hechinani V'Yoshivani Al Kisei David Avi V'Asher Asali Bayez Kasher Diber Ki Ayom Yumas Adoniyahu. Today, Adoniyahu will die. Ve'ishlach HaMelech Shlomo B'Yad B'Nayahu Ben Yehoyada V'Yifkabo Ayamos. Shlomo commands his new general Benayahu ben Yehoyada to strike down Adoniyahu, and Adoniyahu is killed. Okay, so the killing of Adoniyahu is clearly because he views him as a Morib Malchus, that's why he's allowed to kill him. The question that the Radak asks and the Mefarshim deal with is Benayahu ben Yehoyada was a Kohen. So if he was a Kohen, how is he allowed to kill Adoniyahu? Says the Radak, Alpha Pishahaya Kohen Vasur Li Tamil Mesim Kishapagabo Lo Mes Miyad Vasila Gyadabimeno Teramoso. So he stabbed him and then he separated from him. And then Adoniyahu died, so no problem of Tuma. Adoniyahu didn't die while he was touching him. Yes.
Yeah, was the general?
Benayahu. Did we say that he was general already? It's going to say it in two pesukim anyway. So,
but
either was already or will be.
Why can't? Who says that he killed him? Like maybe Yishlach beyad. You know, he said we don't take care of it. Like it's in your hands. Take care of it, and then.
Vayifkabo. Who's Vayifkabo going on?
Someone else is Vayifkabo.
Yeah,
it's not the simple reading.
Pashas is going back at him. It's either him or Shlomo.
And then we wouldn't get to say the really amazing answer of the Radak, which is next, which is as follows. The Radak says, "Oh." So one is that he was peri, he didn't touch the tumah, he didn't die yet. Oh, afal pisha asr la kohen li tamal mesim. You're right, a kohen can't become tamay, but b'makom mitzvah matame. V'la'asos mitzvah samelach mitzvah. To be matame for a mitzvah is mutter. And certainly mitzvah samelach v'chein mutter la kohen li hilachem b'melchamos mitzvah. Is a kohen allowed to go to the Israeli army? Says the Radak, 100%. Okay, a kohen is allowed to fight b'melchamos mitzvah v'lihi tameh l'fichach nasno shlomo sar tzava. How could he be a sar tzava? The answer is because, says the Radak, to fight the melchamos mitzvah is mutter. V'chein pirashti b'sefer Shmuel b'pasuk hu hika ishnei Ariel Moav. There it discusses in Sefer Shmuel. The Radak also there says in Shmuel Bey's Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf. That's what he's referring to. So there he writes, that's why he was allowed to kill all those Moabites. And he writes there, I believe this is the quote, to Lo Chilek Hashem Bein Kohanim V'Yisraelim B'Mitzvahs Melchama V'Zayin Amim. Okay? By Zayin Amim, the mitzvah to destroy the Zayin Amim, we don't see that the Torah says it's a mitzvah on Yisraelim and not on Kohanim. It's on everybody. V'chein, he writes there, Tziva l'mashuach melchama li kadesh l'melchama im Klal Yisrael. There's a very famous Kohen who went to fight with Klal Yisrael, the Kohen Mashuach Melchama. Okay. Maybe he didn't. But there's another famous Kohen who killed somebody. V'chein Pinchas. Timei atzmo b'hariga zimri. That's all the shtickles. But the Radak says, V'chein Pinchas timei atzmo b'hariga zimri. Uvimolchemes midyan.
No, it's 2 days.
So that's what. That's what. Okay. That's what the Radak says about Pinchas. The in the Chavetzelos Hasharon, okay, on Parshas Matos, I don't remember how I found this, so I had to look this up. Someone must have told me to look there. Page Tuf Kuf Ayin Beis is Metzayin this Radak in explaining how could it be that Pinchas was Metame. The Karolaze Mitzia Nifla, he says it. I found the Mitzia Nifla in the Radak, so I was so excited to also find the Mitzia Nifla of the Chavetzelos Hasharon. Okay.
The Pabla.
Now, the whole thing is a Pabla.
Same thing, because it's Esther Hosev.
Oh, sorry. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, I had that too. The Rinos Yitzchak. Rinos Yitzchak on this asks. He asks on this Radak. Number one, if a king tells you to violate a law, you're not allowed to listen to him. Okay? So, just because there's a mitzvah tzam elach to be metameh over here, but sorry Shlomo, I'm a Kohen, I can't do it. Ask somebody else. Especially, okay, it was after Ali Deacher he asked. So why did this have to be Benayahu to kill him? It could be that Shlomo needed a tzaddik like Benayahu Ben Yehoyada to kill him. In other words, he couldn't ask some, I don't know. In other words, he needed somebody with stature, okay, to do this. Because otherwise, you understand what I'm saying. But he also asked that, right, he says, "Ein asa dochalosa se vase." How can an ase be dochalosa se vase? So I believe he leaves the Bitzarachi in this Radak. Okay, I'm not going to answer, but it's just. The Mitzudas David in Pasuk Lamed Aleph. The Mitzudas David in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, when it discusses the burial of Yoav. So it says, he tells Benayahu to kill him. Vayomer lo ha-melech ha-sei kasher diberu pegabo v'kavarto. So says Mishud David on the burial, lo shi'ikru ba'atzmo, ki kohen haya, aval kavanasu l'tzavos l'kavro b'kever ha-roi lo kisar v'gadol haya. So there the Mishud David is saying that certainly Benayahu wouldn't have been able to bury him. So I don't know if you can try to work that in over here. We pointed out that in the Pesukim, it doesn't sound like it really works out.
Well, over there,
there it's different. There, somebody else could have buried him. Okay, we'll come back to that. So that's in terms of the killing of Adoniyahu. Where is it? Parshas. What is it?
Both, I guess.
Chavetz Hasharon is. Parshas Matos, I'm a tough Kuf Ayin Beis.
And the Radak is also not here.
The Radak is here, and in Shmuel Beis, he says more there. Yeah, in Shmuel Beis, Parachav Gimel Pasachav. Okay, so Adoniyahu is dead. Pasachav Vav. Now Shlomo starts taking care of everything. So Adoniyahu is dead. He recognizes that he's got problems. We'll have Yasser HaKohen Amar HaMelech. Anasos lech al sadecha. Go to your fields in Anasos. Rashi points out that he was from there. He tells Avyasar Kohen to go there. Ki ish maves ata. You deserve death. Uvayom azel lo amisecha. But I'm not going to kill you. Ki nasasa es aron Hashem. Lefnei David Avi. Number one, you're a Kohen. You carry the aron. V'chi asanisa b'chol asher hisana. Avi, and you went through terrible hardships with my father, so I'm not going to punish you. Number one, you're a Kohen. Number two, you suffered my father. Namely, okay, originally, Avyasar was the one who escaped from the Kohanim of Nov when David was on the run and all the Kohanim were killed by Shaul, Avyasar escapes and David promises to protect him, and Avyasar is the one who escapes from Avshalom together with David. So they went through a lot together. He said, listen, Shlomo says, I respect you because of what you did for my father. You were always with him, so I'm not going to kill you, but you're deserving of death, so you stay in your hometown. So he banishes him, and now the pasuk gives us another reason. Again, we have about three reasons of what's going on here. Well, sorry, let's just clarify again. Why was Avyasar seemingly chayav misa? So Rashi and the Radak, I believe, point out that he was chayav misa because of the merid, original merid. He went along with Adoniyahu, okay, the first time, and therefore he was chayav for that merida against David HaMelech. Number two, the Radak pointed out before that he was the one who gave the Eitzah. He was part of giving the Eitzah to Adoniyahu now, and therefore he was involved in merida Mamalchus right now. So he's chayav misa. He is not killed for a number of reasons. Number one, because he carries the aron. Number two, because he suffered with David. And another reason that we have here for Shlomo's taking care of Avyasar is not just because of his chayav misa, but he's also mekayim this way the nevuah that Beis Eli is ultimately going to be removed from the kahuna. And here that the pasuk is made, finally took place.
And killing him wouldn't be in kind of that.
Well, we said why he didn't want to kill him, but he also establishes, he's banished him, in other words.
Okay. That's not the reason why he wouldn't kill him.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I was just grouping it in why he's getting rid of him.
Why did Avyasar originally go with Adoniyahu?
Why?
Yeah.
So I think we pointed out last time that Avyasar still wanted to try to keep the kahuna gedola. And he saw that he had no chance of doing so with Shlomo, but he did think he had a chance of doing so with Adoniyahu.
How come he thought he had a chance with Shlomo?
How
did he think he had a chance with Shlomo?
The other guy, what's his name?
Because we already saw, you have to look back at the Pesukim when they're leaving by Avshalom, he already takes a step down there, and he saw that David was already demoting him, and that Shlomo would follow suit in what his father had done. You have to look back at Shmuel Beis. Okay? Okay.
No, in the beginning they were both one, and we don't read the early intro.
Okay, let's just finish up with Yoav. Vashmua ba'ad Yoav, and Yoav hears what's going on. Ki Yoav nata achare Adoniya. Yeah, sorry.
He could decide to do that. If someone's more than Malchus, he could not kill him.
So we pointed out that the Rambam says that a Melech has a reshus to kill somebody who's more than Malchus. Vashmua ba'ad Yoav ki Yoav nata achare Adoniya. Yoav hears that what's going on. And Yoav knows that he was involved with Adoniyahu, and therefore Yoav understands that he's in trouble. Ba'acharei Avshalom lo nata, but he didn't go after Avshalom. We'll have to figure out why the pasuk says that. Vayanas Yoav el Oel Hashem veyichazek bekarnas hamizbeach. So Yoav pulls the old running and holding on to the karnas hamizbeach trick, which we discussed when Adoniyahu did it. Why does the pasuk say that he didn't go after Avshalom? What does that have to do with anything? He went after Adoniyahu, but he didn't go after Avshalom. Who cares that he didn't go after Avshalom now? What does that have to do with anything? So the Radak says that if he went after Avshalom and he didn't go after Adoniyahu, so he had nothing to worry about. Radak says an amazing yesod here. The Radak says he had nothing to worry about. Why? Let's say he only went after Avshalom. He had no problem. Shekevan shekol Yisrael hayu rotzim laham licho lo aya merit shi yischayev misa. Had he gone after Avshalom, he wouldn't have been chayev misa, because when all of Klal Yisrael went against David, that's not considered a merit b'malchus. An amazing yisod merit b'malchus. That when you have the entire nation against the king, that's not merit b'malchus. Okay, so if you want to discuss a question of overthrowing monarchies nowadays, and someone wants to give a shiur on Libya and everything, it's not considered merida b'malchus when the entire nation is against it.
What about Shimi ben Gera? Why was he
chayav misa? So Shimi ben Gera,
he was personally chotzev. Or it was a chotzev. It's different.
Yeah, it's probably different, right? That was different. So he writes, Shekevin Shekol Yisrael, you wrote some Lamlicho, lo yomerit shi yischayav misa. Good question. Lo yomerit shi yischayav, it's an amazing yeso, that of all of the nations against the king, that's not a merida. Sheim ken haya amasa chayav misa. Why was not amasa chayav misa? Bini David amr lo lesum lo sar tzava. He made him the sar tzava. Aval b'merit hazeh haya chayav misa, sharei haya yodea ki b'leiv David laham licha shloma. But now the merit of Adoniyahu, that was considered a merit. Fine.
Is that why maybe that's why maybe David said not to kill Shalom, because Shalom wasn't considered Morif HaMachos, technically?
Possible.
It's harder to say, though, I'm saying. If you say that Shimon Gera was.
But he wasn't.
No, but he was.
Well, Avshalom, though, Avshalom slept with his Pilagshim. I mean, Avshalom was pretty.
But also, yeah, Avshalom himself was. He didn't, like, he started it. When he was started the Mori, then it wasn't real quiet, Shalom.
Okay.
Either the Malbim gives another terrorist. The Malbim writes, Bezesh Shinatar Achar Adoniyah V'lo Avshalom. It shows that he's Chayav Misa. Why? Because if he went after both of them, so that he could say, what do you mean? I always go after the Bechor. I'm not being Morid. Right? I'm always following the Bechor. Avshalom was the Bechor. Not the Bechor, but the next in line. Adoniyahu was the next in line. But now that he didn't go after Avshalom, so he can't say, what do you mean? Well, Adoniyahu deserves to be king. You lost that time already because you didn't go after Avshalom, and therefore going after Adoniyahu, he has proven, is in fact an actual merit. Okay? Why was Shlomo allowed to kill Yoav now? We didn't say that he was killed yet, so let's just say that. Pasuk Chavtes. Vayugad l'melech Shlomo kinasa Yoav el ohel Hashem v'inei eitz l'mizbeach v'yishlach Shlomo z'benayo ben Yehoyada le'mor leich pegabo. Once again, Shlomo finds out he's holding on to the mizbeach. He sends Benayahu ben Yehoyada to kill him. Vayavo Benayahu el ohel Hashem v'yomer lav ko amar ha'melech tzei, remove yourself from the mizbeach. V'yomer lo ki po amus, I will die here. V'yashav Benayahu el ha'melech davar le'mor ko diber Yoav v'cho anani. He tells Shlomo he's refusing to leave. Vayomer lo ha'melech, asei kasher diber, ufegabo ukvarto. Do as he says, and kill him, and bury him. Vasi rosa de mechinam asher shafach Yoav me'alai. And get rid of the dam chinam, the senseless blood, the unnecessary blood which Yoav spilled. Umi al beis avi. V'heshev Hashem as damo al rosho asher paga b'shnei anashim tzadikim v'tovim imenu. V'yargim b'cherev. V'avi David lo yada es Avner b'ner sar tzava Yisrael v'es Amasa ben Yeser sar tzava Yehuda. Again, he focuses on the way that they were killed, that it was d'mei chinam, that they were better than him. V'shavu d'meihem b'rosh Yoav v'rosh zara le'olam. V'david l'zara le'veso l'kiso yashalom ad olam meihem Hashem. Vayal ben Ayal ben Yehoyada vayifkabo vayimiseu vayikaver beveso bamidbar. So ben Ayal ben Yehoyada kills Yoav. Hold on. Why was he allowed? We'll get to that. Why was he allowed to be killed? Again, according to the Radak, who said that he gave the advice about Avishag, that's Merida right now. The Radak, again, what did Yoav do right now, per se? In other words, David had told Shlomo to find a reason to kill Yoav. Find a reason. So right, according to what we said, so according to the Radak that he was a part of this right now, that was the excuse to kill him. I guess we said you could have used the excuse that he had gone after Adoniyahu earlier. And the Radak here writes that the Hachzaka and the Karnos HaMizbeach was a merit also. Going and holding on to the Karnos HaMizbeach showed some type of merit, and it showed that I'm still involved in my merit, and therefore he was deserving of death. Did he kill him on the Mizbeach or not? So, the Ralbag, when it says, to do kasher diber, the Ralbag says, if you read it carefully, shiyamos sham. Uzeh iskim ha-melech shiyamos sham. Okay? He said that you should be killed there. If you read the Radak, I wasn't sure 100% how to read it, but he writes, Tasher diber, shetimiseu ki ein ledon bezeh, sharehu harag shnei asarim ba'arma v'zadon. He killed them on purpose. So holding on to the Mizbeach doesn't help for people who are killed on purpose. Uksiv, and it says, Me'im mizbechi tikachenu Lamus. Does that pasuk mean that he took him off the mizbeach to, and not kill him on the mizbeach, or does it mean? No, maybe it just means even on the mizbeach you should kill him because he did it b'mezid. Okay, so it sounds from both of them that he was killed, even though he refused to leave the mizbeach. Okay, so Shlomo has now taken care of Adoniyahu, Avyasar, and Yoav. We still need to see next time what happens to Shimi ben Gera. And with that, Shlomo will have taken care of all that he needs to take care of, and then he can begin doing really his life mission of starting to focus on the base HaMikdash.
Take it on it.